But when Abigail Washburn picks up her old-time banjo and starts to sing, she often delivers her lyrics in Chinese. It turns out she was speaking Chinese before she learned to play the banjo. In her early 20s, Abigail Washburn lived in the city of Chengdu. Her immersion in Chinese culture inspired her to reconnect with the roots of American music. As part of the series Musicians in Their Own Words, Washburn says she's not surprised when people are skeptical of what she does.
If I saw somebody else who came out with an album that was part Chinese or part Japanese and they were this American, you know, like the Chinese say, lot white, foreigners, you know, I would definitely look at it and go, well, who is she to be doing that? At first, I would say I was sort of laughed at and thought of as a bit of a novelty for playing the banjo and singing in Chinese, you know. But it's just me. It's just me. There's no way around it. I really enjoyed going to watch the Sichuan Opera when I lived in Chengdu. The old folks, the retired folks, generally were the audience, and they'd sit there and they'd go, ho, 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 and people are like, you know, like doing that. I don't know what I'm doing, obviously, but but it was really a thrill. And there was, compared to what I'm used to, there was a really loose sense of rhythm. And it was all about sort of the emotive quality. And that definitely affected the way I thought about my music, because I wanted the musical representation of the songs to be felt. Like the song Red and Blazing is very much about a flow, and the point is about swells, the emotional swells of grief. The Lost Lamb is inspired by an experience I had when I was in Vermont right before I moved to Nashville. I helped to teach English as a second language, and I worked with the seven Chinese guys in town, and all of these guys came to the States thinking that they could make more money to send back their families, and eventually they'd bring their families with them. This one fellow, one night I had him over for dinner. He showed up and he really looked downtrodden and sad. And I said, what's going on? He said, well, are you sure not? He said, well, read this letter. And he gave it to me, and it was from his wife. And she was saying, you've been gone for 4 years now, and I don't know when you're coming back. I'm afraid I'm never going to see you again. So I think your daughter and I need to start a new life without you. And I didn't... what do you do with an experience like that? It's using this imagery that you see a lot in like classical Chinese poetry about missing your home, the ancient home, the true home. It's just about being at the greatest edge of loneliness, really.